5 years since the first Run for Palestine, hosted in Melbourne. And since then, the event, which is organised by Australians for Palestine, has continued to raise both money and awareness for the plight of disadvantaged children living in Palestine. Now, these days, the event takes place in Melbourne, Perth, Adelaide, and this Sunday in Sydney. Kylie Belov is one of the minds behind Run for Palestine. Kylie, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I kind of find it interesting that this is a run to raise awareness and money. Why a run?
A run was initiated by Australians for Palestine, and the idea was behind raising awareness that Palestinians are restricted in freedom of movement. So you have a situation, for instance, in one of the most extreme situations, I think, is in the Gaza Strip, where you have an area which is 40 kilometres by about 11, and people are under siege. They've been under a decade-long siege, not allowed in, and no one is allowed out. So there is no freedom of movement. People cannot leave for medical treatment. You have people dying because they're not getting enough medical treatment. So they're really restricted in their movement, and it's a breach of international law.
Now, I know it kicked off in Melbourne. It must feel very good to see other cities picking this up and helping spread this kind of awareness.
Yeah, it's great. It started down in Melbourne. Last year, because I'm in Sydney, last year I noticed that it would be great to organise the event in Sydney. And when I went to the refugee camps in Lebanon this year, I thought it would be a really good idea to create the run in Sydney and also to raise money for the camp.
Talk to me about that trip. How was that?
It was great. I went with the Australia Palestine Advocacy Network. And we went through Palestine, also Israel, but we started in Lebanon in the Bourjal Barajneh refugee camp, and it was really shocking for all of us to see the situation there.
What are the conditions like?
So there are 500,000 Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. They are not given citizenship by the Lebanese government, so they're not allowed to work, they're not allowed to own property. So they're restricted to the camp. They can't really leave. So you have the camp situation where there's no electricity or water infrastructure. They're not allowed to have a permanent settlement. So they can't actually have electricity unless they steal it from the street. So when you're walking through the tight alleyways of the camp, there's all live wires running above you, which will actually fall, and they've electrocuted people. So it's a horrible situation.
Kylie, that's absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, it must have been a bit of a life-changing experience to go and see that firsthand.
Yeah, it was. We were devastated, especially by the camp. We just, you know, I have no words to explain it, really. It's just horrible.
Well, look, I mean, I think that's just highlighting how important things like Run for Palestine are. Can people still get involved? I know we're right down to the wire. It's happening on Sunday. Can people still get in there?
Absolutely. People can go to our website, which is runforpalestine.com.au, and you can register for the run in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide or Perth. And you can also donate to one of the charities that we're supporting, which is a feeder who run the program at Bourjal Barajneh camp. They also run programs in Gaza, but this program for Sydney will actually provide a playground for the children at Bourjal Barajneh camp, and it will also provide an ultrasound machine for the women, because the women aren't able to monitor their pregnancies because they can't really leave the camp.
So it's a chance to make some direct change that will really impact the lives of these people.
Absolutely, and the camp are really excited that we've raised quite a bit of money now. We've raised $10,000, and we will be able to buy the ultrasound machine, but we will still need a little bit more so that we can provide them with a really good playground for the kids.
Well, we're going to make sure there's links up on the 2SER.com website. It is runforpalestine.com.au. Kylie Belov, thank you so much for talking this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look, please, if you can, get to Run for Palestine or get to the website and help out. It's happening in Lansdowne Reserve this Sunday. As I said,